It's fucking cool.
Cause it's morning, cousin. They found your mother in a ditch. All torn up. Then it starts snowing. It's too cold. My arms itch. Nose bleed. Now all that bright white's blood red. I don't know, but oh, I got the feeling that says this is it. All right, repping it for Johnson County, Kansas. We have the Josephine Collective in the studio with us.
What's well, up?
Two of the six, at least.
Hello.
Introducing Alexander Scamdate.
Hello.
Sandate or Sandate, depending on your persuasion, I suppose.
Yeah.
And also Dylan DeVoe, two singers, both lead singers, or is one person a lead and one person a backup? You guys want to fight about that a little bit?
We usually don't. No, not too much.
You seem pretty cool with each other.
Yeah, we're pretty good friends.
Yeah, it's good. Has it always been that way, like two lead vocalists, two of you guys?
He used to be the drummer and I was the guitar player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We've been playing music together since I was like 15.
Cool. What happened with the drummer situation?
Wait, what?
You used to be the drummer?
I used to be the drummer.
Okay.
And I was the guitarist, yeah.
Cool.
We just played a lot of music together and then just kind of, I don't know, kind of, things got kind of stale. Like, you know, how you go through ups and downs and...
I played bass for a while, I played guitar for a while. Settled
collected,
on singing.
You move around.
Yeah.
Do what needs to be done.
I just like to play music, you know, whatever form.
Yeah. We did mention your nickname, which is Scamdate. How did that come about?
I think it's basically phonetic, you know?
Yeah, phonetic, right. Frenetic or phonetic?
No, like, it's just because his name's Sandate.
Are you a bad date or what? What's the deal?
Oh, I don't know. I've never really been called that seriously.
Oh, until now?
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that awkward. It's just what's going on.
Yes. All right, that was sort of, I guess, the first single you guys had out, and this is from an EP that came out on Warner Brothers Records, which is pretty awesome. Congratulations on getting hooked up with the major label. It's not too common that people in this, bands in this area get, you know, get something going so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty lucky.
Yeah? Yeah. What'd you think? Luck or talent?
Well, I mean, I think it takes a little bit of both.
Of course.
You know?
I think there's...
Had a good friend sent John Feldman a message on MySpace. He happened to read it. That's pretty fucking lucky.
Yeah. John Feldman is in Goldfinger.
Yeah.
And he produced your first collection of recordings here.
Yes.
Yeah. EP.
Yeah.
And our full length.
So, I mean, that whole situation when it all went down, describe a little bit, you know, about flying out to Los Angeles or Anaheim, I guess.
Driving.
Driving.
What's that?
Driving every time.
Yeah. Van, trailer, 27 hours. Yeah.
Fun stuff.
We actually went and opened for Goldfinger before we ever recorded with them.
Kind of like a showcase.
Yeah, drove out there, you know, basically played for him and had him say that he liked us and wanted to work with us and been working with him since then.
So, describe this experience of, you know, going into what I imagine is a pretty professional caliber studio. Where was it?
It's at his house in LA.
Yeah. But you listen to this record, it sounds like it's ready to go. It's, you know, as good as anything you'd hear on the radio.
Yeah.
You guys probably feel that way too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about making a record like that. You know, I mean, the experience of most local bands is, you know, being in their home studio or a local studio. But it seems like there's a little more, you know, at stake here, more pressure, more like refinement of making everything perfect. Was it stressful, you know, making a record like that?
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was the best thing. It was the most fun thing that I've done other than being on the road and touring. It was like the most like fun, like I don't know, like as a group of friends, it was just so like, it was tight as hell.
Yeah. I mean, how do you make records sound this good? What tricks did you learn along the way?
I mean, there's no denying the fact that Feldman is an incredible producer. Mm-hmm. He gets sounds over at that studio that I don't really know how he makes.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
I can sit there and look at preamps all day and talk about, you know, well, what do you got this one set like? And why does this sound like fucking crystal clear? But, you know, I production is a step beyond me. Mm. I mean, playing music.
Did you find you really had to stretch yourselves? You know,
oh, dude, he had us running a good hour a day.
He works us fucking hard. Yeah, I mean, like...
Like, running like up and down the hills in L.A., like, for like an hour a day. Like
no.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
really?
It's...
Really? Yeah, tons of warm-ups.
On suggestion, but...
Really?
Yeah.
He sent you out running to warm up for a recording session.
No, he suggested...
No,
like
on that days that we weren't recording, we'd go... Running.
Well, the entire time we were recording the record, we would just go and
just
run for a good...
keeping lungs strong.
You gotta be in like great condition to record an album.
Seriously?
Yeah man. Wow. I quit smoking cigarettes. You know, yeah. I call it all off.
Right. I didn't know there was a personal training regimen that went into making a record like
no,
this.
No man.
Vitamins.
What?
Supplements.
Not really. Tea.
Steroids.
Tea.
Tea. Yeah.
Lots of good natural food.
And this is what happens.
But you know I treat you different. You're my pretty, pretty princess girl, you know it. Now that I'm gone, scream your loudest if he's in your basement. If he's touching your skin, I'll kill him. Held my brush to his head.
So this is an EP called Living. It's got four songs on it. Came out in July.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And there is a album coming out when?
About
March.
Yeah, March.
Okay. What sort of response have you gotten from this EP? You know, what's happened since you put it out?
It's been pretty cool. We went on tour with The Used. Got to put it out there a little more than just being in Kansas City. And that was... It was crazy to hear from kids, you know, like all around that, you know, that we were doing something that they liked and that it was something they felt like they could get down on and relate to, you know. It's cool to know there's nice people out there who just like music.
Yeah. Obviously, you're probably playing for bigger crowds than you've ever played
yeah,
for before.
Yeah, it was massive. It was amazing.
It was definitely a time of a lot. It was so fun.
How many dates with The Used?
We were on tour with them for about a month straight.
Is that a band that you guys admired before this whole tour came about?
Yeah, it's always been one of
them.
My favorites.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Right next to, you know, like...
What did they teach you guys? What sort of, you know, wise, sagely advice did you get from The Used?
I mean, not much. It's just dudes hanging out on tour, playing shows.
Yeah. They taught you how to bro down.
How to what?
Bro down. You guys not heard that?
No.
You know when you like get together with your buds and you bro down?
What's that mean?
Like bro, like your bros. You know?
Bro down.
Oh,
bro
the
down.
Bro
so it's like you throw down but with your bros.
Yeah.
Just kind of like hanging out.
We all, yeah. I don't know. I was never really throwing down too much. I just kind of like playing music.
How much do you guys get on the radio with this EP?
Not much.
Yeah, not yet. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Open.
I think we get on like What does that, the Buzz do that, they on do, Sunday nights?
They do, yeah. I mean, the Buzz plays Living on Homegrown.
Right.
Yeah,
homegrown. I guess I'm just assuming that there's those sort of really resources cool. behind you because it says Warner Brothers on the back of the record, but I don't know. What's it like?
Well, I mean, we're not really a huge band, you know? We're still in Kansas City pulling punches, doing what we do. So we're obviously not on the radio if there's not a demand for us to be on the radio.
What do you mean, demand?
Our fan base isn't, like, enormous or anything. Like, we're still just trying to... What we're trying to do right now is just tour a lot.
If no one cares, then why are they going to put it on the radio? You know, no one knows who we are. We're still young. We're still a small band.
Got to go out there and get it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to just be on the road.
Warner Brothers doesn't mean here you go, fucking silver platter.
Just means if you're good...
Then they're going to help you.
Yeah, they're going to help you with putting your stuff out there.
So work your ass off.
Yeah. Have you guys booked tours by yourself before getting on Warner Brothers?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. We had kind of different ideas about it. I don't know. It was always more like big shows rather than tours. Like, we had a lot of friends in Dallas, and we'd go down to Texas and play, like, a bunch of dates in a concentrated area and then, like, come home. So, kind of more of that in the Midwest.
Cool.
I mean, like, this tour with the Used is by far the biggest thing we've ever done. You know, we got out, saw a lot of cities we've never seen before. It was really cool.
Cool. Well, we're going to finish listening to the rest of this EP. This is the song We Killed the American Dream. Is that the title?
It's
listed a little differently on MySpace.
Yeah, We Killed It.
Okay. But at any rate, then we're going to listen to some new tracks that are hopefully, you know, exciting for people who haven't heard them yet. But let's listen to more music.
Well, I'm getting dead and tired or I've been alone in the mad above. You've been out for an hour, so
back with Dylan and Alex of Josephine Collective, and we are listening to new music. This one is called Leave Me Alone. Leave Me Love. Sorry. And is this available anywhere yet, or are we just kind of...
No.
Is it going to be on your record?
Yeah, some safety.
Cool. So where were these recorded? Same place or what?
Yeah.
And get up on your mic there. Don't be shy.
There we go.
Hello.
from the same session, or did you guys go back and
we actually recorded this album in three separate sessions.
Okay.
We did the EP in the first one. Actually, I think two of the songs from the EP were from the second session, and then the rest of the second session and the third session ended up becoming the album.
Okay. Do you feel like now that you've distanced yourself a little bit from the EP, you know, that was maybe a year ago or something you recorded it,
yeah.
Is the album going to be something, you know, noticeably different? Or do you feel like the direction has changed at all since this EP?
Well, the hard part about it is the album got recorded kind of like almost during the same time as the EP.
Yeah.
I mean, since some of it was later, you're going to be able to hear that. And I think it shows on the album that it's stretched over a, you know, certain amount of time, because there's growth that you can hear, like from songs that are more raw, like Scarlet, to songs like this, Leave Me Love, that are more polished.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think our next record is when you're really going to see a massive growth, because just in making this record and touring, I think we've grown up a lot and, you know, seen a lot, and we're still, you know, learning a lot every day. So I think it's gonna be cool. See where it goes after this.
You were mentioning to me that one of your favorite bands is Ween. When are you guys gonna start sounding like Ween?
Oh my god, dude. They write the best pop songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like Gabrielle, that song. The first time I heard it, I remember just, like, I was floored. I was dead. I was like, there's four chords there, but, like...
Do you have their new album?
Yes.
Makukaracha?
Yes.
It's so cool.
Dude, I just...
It's so weird.
They
so
redefine
cool.
themselves.
On every album.
On every album. It's
yeah.
very amazing. It's I like them a lot. I think they're very good songwriters. Along with, like, bands like Montreal and things. I don't know. Things mm-hmm. like that.
I think they're really cool, too. Like, they... I mean... He's got such a sound to the stuff he puts out, but
mm-hmm.
it's such a good sound.
Of Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are some of the other faves, either current or all time?
The Beatles.
Queen.
But apparently I'm not allowed to say that, because
yeah,
that's
of
what
course.
Everyone says.
No, that's good. That's good. Hey, I think, you know, people constantly need to be reminded, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to have some generation coming up who just doesn't even
know who the Beatles
right?
are. Yeah. I have friends who are like, Beatles are... You know,
what?
I know I didn't say anything there, but just like when people don't like them, it really bothers me, because it's like you just haven't dug in at all. You know, you should check them out.
I don't know if you really need to dig in. It's kind of just anything you hear should grab your attention, right?
I know people who don't like them.
Yeah,
it sucks. It's sad.
How old are these people?
Too young, right?
Flaming Lips, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, seeing them at Walker Russo completely changed the way that I think about live music.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
him descending from the sky in the plastic bubble.
I don't remember descending from the sky.
No, remember?
The plastic
no,
bubble.
You don't remember? He said, if everyone just tells everyone else that at the show you saw me come down from the sky, then
everyone,
everyone has
here
to believe
should tell
it.
Everyone that wasn't here.
Oh, right, right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought maybe you guys had ingested some powerful.
That was later.
Yeah.
It's you. It's you. Afraid to say what love makes, the sound that love makes, a sort of hollow ringing that won't let the spirit drown.
Another new song there called Pray for Rain. Maybe you guys could tell us a little bit about this song.
This is one of my favorites. This is probably my favorite song we have.
It's one of my favorites. It's my favorite to play live. It's like just like that, like, anthem. Like, I don't know. It's really.
It's so fun, too, because we always do it at, well, not always, but usually play this song at the end of our set live. And it's just like the end of it. I don't know. It just gets so involved, like, usually the audience gets so involved, and it's just
I think it's just an easy song really to kind of fall into.
Yeah. Cool. You guys mentioned, you know, all these diverse bands, Ween, Flaming Lips, Of Montreal. Of course, this was produced by the same guy who did Good Charlotte, The Used, Story of the Year, Atreyu. You know, I hear a little bit more of that than, you know, the indie rock. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, when, like, my first favorite band when I was 7 years old was Green Day.
Yeah.
And that was, like, Green Day Dookie was my first CD, you know. And they're, you know, a pop punk band.
Right.
But I love all music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just love music.
John was someone that I had heard, like, known of before, like, he contacted us. Like, I only knew that he recorded The Used, like, when I'd known of him, but, like, I just, I don't know, like, for being, like, 16 years old, I just remember thinking, like, it would be so awesome to record with someone that was, you know, I just liked his style of, like,
his sound was just amazing.
And I always loved
sparkles.
His drum sounds.
Right, it's like crystal clear.
Right.
They were always, and I was like, dude, that's a guy that I want to, like, record either my drums or, like...
And I loved Goldfinger. I mean, I gotta just throw that one out there. I think that Superman playing Tony Hawk 1 and that song being on there just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you guys want to be known as a pop punk band, or do you want to, you know, something else?
I want people to listen to our music and get whatever the hell they want from it. Like, in my mind, we're a rock band, and anyone's gonna pin whatever they want, you know, to us. Like, any.
Dude, you're a musician. I mean, when you make songs, like,
I'm not sitting there thinking, like, okay, I want to write a pop punk song. It's like,
it's just whatever comes out.
I like melody.
Yeah,
like, I love melody.
You guys have probably been called emo before.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, what does that mean to you guys? Does that mean anything anymore?
It's so funny because that term has been bouncing around for, like, long time.
Years,
no, dude, way longer than that. Like 10 years, like 15. Like,
then I'm just really slow.
No, it's just like it comes out this new thing, and just like people start calling people emus and
emus.
Yeah, and no one knows what it means. They're just. It's emotional or something.
I used to think that indie rock was short for Indian rock.
Dude, there you go.
We had a song when we were first, like, younger, and we called it, like...
Indiana,
because it sounded indie.
I wrote this little guitar riff. I was like, this is really indie sounding. This song's called Indiana.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's the end of that story.
It was a good one.
Yeah. So what about emu? Who calls people emu?
Well, just because, like,
movies and shit.
Well, like, when you were talking about bro-ing down and, like, emos, you know, and they're just like, I've just been called an emu by a bro, I think.
Is there a difference between emo and emu, like OU, or are you just pronouncing
it? No, I'm just saying it wrong, because it's like what they do. They don't know. Like, they're just like, are you one of those emus with the black hair and the tight pants? And you're just like,
But at least from a you know, from an outsider's perspective, you look at it and it does exist. I mean, there's Hot Topic, there's Warped Tour, all this stuff
it's
is
capitalism.
There.
It's,
you know.
There's markets everywhere. They always, I mean, there's got to be some way for them to deliver the package to you. You know? But otherwise, you're going to be wary.
Well, decide for yourself, people. This is more new material called Let Go. And here it is.
Let go.
That was a live audience in the studio while we... No.
Yeah.
No.
Samples. Beautiful.
Cool. Well, why don't you guys introduce us to the next one? It's called We Are The Air.
This is the title track of the upcoming album, which is going to be called We Are The Air.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, sorry, that was a joke.
No, it's true though, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And it was not recorded with Feldman. It was recorded with our friend Brandon Paddock, who we've been he was in the band at a time, and we've been working with him forever. Great friend.
Works around town, just
works at this place called Covenant Studios, North Kansas City. I don't know.
It's probably my favorite song that we have. It's got to be one of my
I think
favorites.
Pray for Any is my favorite, but this song is pretty cool.
It's real, it's a smile. It's a piece, it's that unquestionable thing that screams. And it screams. I'm a self-important being who's a bit obsessed with being himself. We are the air. Particles swimming silent through your hair.
That one almost has that whole like triplet groove going, Queens of the Stone Age style.
Dude, I love. Yeah. Did you like Ara Vulgaris?
I'm totally lost.
Oh, they're the new Queens of the Stone Age album.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I just thought. I think it's really cool. Like, there's some songs on there that are just
turning on a screw. Or
catchy
whatever.
As hail.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I really like their stuff, but I just thought the new album was pretty cool.
Cool. I noticed that you were drumming along there.
I can't help it.
Do you miss drumming?
I play sometimes, like, on our drummer's drum set when he isn't looking.
Yeah,
but
I do, but I suck.
But, like, I definitely, whenever I can afford it, I would definitely love to get another drum set, and I want to be really good, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely another passion of mine.
Well, I mean, these drum tracks are really tight, you know, they're, like, on a dime, perfect. Yeah. You know, it's. I mean, is that just because Jared Bond is that good, or is also those?
Jared Bond is a
play?
Damn good drummer, but yeah. We take a lot of time in the studio, getting it really perfect.
He'll track a song for. I guess.
Like, I think this song he tracked for a day.
Well, that was including all the setup and everything.
We were just doing this one song at a time, so yeah, and that was including setup. But I mean, he. Was there for a long time.
Yeah.
And just like trying to, you know, get everything perfect.
Cool.
We care.
You guys have a gig at the record bar they want to mention.
Yeah.
Do you know the date of that offhand?
It's 22nd. December 22nd.
December 22nd.
This Saturday.
Who are you playing with?
Jets to June.
Okay.
And Rakesh.
Okay.
Two fellow Johnson County bands.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to beleaguer Johnson County, by the way.
Well, it's not hard. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just, I've got to be from somewhere.
I love the Whole Foods in Johnson County.
There's a lot of them.
It's really good.
Yes.
There's good.
There's schools.
They have this.
And churches.
Good schools.
Sushi
good
places.
There's
in the
a lot
mall.
Of churches everywhere
sushi
in Kansas.
Sushi in the mall.
So. Yeah.
It's kind of good.
It's kind of good. It's kind of crappy, I guess. But it's good. It's good enough that I enjoy it.
Yeah. Which mall?
Oak Park.
Yeah. Over the Park Mall. Yeah. Guess I could have figured. Yeah.
We got a banister still.
All right, so ladies, if you want to see Josephine Collective, hang out at the Overland Park Mall.
Yep.
They'll be at the sushi bar
joint
doing our hair.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, and that show starts around like 6:30.
It starts at like 6, I think. Actually, yeah.
All ages.
Early yeah, all ages.
Bar, yeah,
cool. All right. Well, have you guys been in Lawrence recently? When was the last time?
Yeah,
last night. Yeah.
I mean, to play, to perform.
Oh, because I thought you were talking about what we talked about before we started taping.
He wasn't
going to
bring
different.
That up.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a minute since we played in Lawrence.
We played Bottleneck a while back.
We were actually going to book this show that ended up being at the Record Bar in Lawrence. I don't know why we didn't. But we're going to book something here soon, because I really like... I mean, the Bottleneck's one of my favorite venues ever.
Yeah.
I heard they were closing it down. Is that a lie? Please tell me that's a lie.
I hope so.
That would be sucky. Yeah.
Man.
Dude, they have no reason to close
it. It's not like we report the news or anything here. We got to get Josephine Collective to come in and tell us what's going down.
Weird.
Well, all right. Do you want to break beat? Beatbox? Is that...
I mean, it's another one of my hobbies, you know?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm just fucking around.